At the beginning of the 20th century, there were two systems of physics, Newton's mechanics and Maxwell's electrodynamics. Then came Einstein's relativity theories. He believed that physics was a harmonious whole. He endeavored to combine the mechanical and the electrodynamic into a new relationship of space-time. This new system made the mathematics of physics no longer valid, creating what is now known as new physics. Today, physics includes such terms as probability and states tendencies and probable actions of subatomic particles. It has moved scientific thought out of the old, chiseled-in-stone way of thinking into a new paradigm. Quantum theory is demonstrating the interconnectedness of the universal and discovering what the mystics have maintained throughout the ages, an unexplained intelligence and a relationship between the observer and the observed. We are also seeing a rapid emergence of the healing sciences of mind-body medicine. Its best-known advocate is probably Deepak Chopra, an oncologist and author of several best-selling books on quantum healing. Quantum healing is the ability of one mode of consciousness, the mind, to spontaneously correct the mistakes in another mode of consciousness, the body. Within the past 25 years has come the discovery of our body's communicator molecules, neurotransmitters, and neuropeptides. Science has also discovered that the brain is not the sole manufacturer of chemical intelligence. The intelligence of the body-mind chemicals have been found throughout the body, revealing the body to be a network of information, a stream of consciousness or intelligence far different than the one traditional medicine currently treats. Although mind-body medicine even predates systems of Eastern medicine, such as Chinese acupuncture, most holistic approaches still tend to offend doctors in the West. Yet there, too, the paradigm is shifting. Like physics, the healing sciences cannot explain how chemical brain messages are transported and received, or changed en route. There is once again an unexplained intelligence, an invisible field or stream of consciousness that holds all reality together. The future possibilities of science are breathtaking. With each new discovery, many believe we are at the dawn of realizing what Ernest Holmes wrote in the opening sentence of his Science of Mind textbook. We all look forward to the day when science and religion shall walk hand in hand through the visible to the invisible.